Today is Sunday, September 13th, 2015.
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaimpa.
Jaimpa, ladies and gentlemen.
Jaimpa. Oh my goodness.
Jaimpa.
Jaimpa.
Wow.
It has been quite the experience this evening.
Apparently. Yeah, we're on a little early tonight, folks.
About a day early.
Sunday night. Yep. We figured, why not? It's the 13th.
Sure. Well, and then we got things going on. I got things going on. So we kind of had to kind of move things around this evening. And then this evening didn't even almost happen because we started having connectivity issues again. Go figure.
Oh, Jesus. Another fiber cut?
No. No, it was a router issue.
What was it this time?
It was a router issue that apparently solved the problem when the piece of equipment fell over.
Sometimes that happens to me, too.
So anyway, hi, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody.
I'm sorry. I should have waited.
That's okay. Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. It's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, buddy. My bud Julio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast.
W-E-E-D.
And you're listening to
Jaimpa Radio. You go, baby.
Wow.
Jaimpa Radio. Better early than never. Episode 16 for Sunday, September 13th, 2015. And now for the weather.
Today, this is for the Tampa forecast. Today, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 85. West winds around 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, tampons can expect isolated showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, with a low around 73. North, northeast wind 3 to 6 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. For Monday, tampons can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon. Partly sunny, with a high near 89.
And now for your Chit-Town weather.
And here in Chicago, your weather today is mostly clear, tonight around 56 degrees. The winds will be east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The winds will turn southwest and blow on your midnight. Monday, it's to be sunny, with a high 9 degrees. It will be quite breezy with a south to southwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts could be as high as 30 miles an hour.
Holy fuck,
or as high as you are at the moment. We can expect temperatures to be mostly great with readings in the upper 70s to low 80s all week long. How about that for some post-summer weather?
That's pretty good. Wow.
And now back to Anthony and Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
Now that's, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're still new at this. Even though we're episode 16, we're getting better. I feel it.
Are we really?
Don't you?
Episode 16 now? Have we gone that
episode
far?
Episode 16.
Wow, that's awesome.
I have. Yeah. We've had a really good run with this so far. And, you know, technical issues be damned. Look at me. I'm sitting here broadcasting via an old LG Flex cell phone, seeing a Wi-Fi signal.
Mm.
Actually, no computer, really. I'm using basically... This is basically a dumb terminal I'm using with a mixer.
How dumb is
that? And you know what? It's so dumb that... yeah, exactly.
It's that dumb that you can't explain it.
It is.
All right.
You know what? It I can't explain it, and it probably feels like the people downstairs at the bar, who, my God, are getting so drunk. I guess it's the Bears Packers tonight.
Oh, today. I saw something about that.
So, yeah, I you know, it's like. I just don't pay attention to sports. Football? Meh.
No, not really.
Baseball?
I don't either.
Like the world. What is it? What's the tennis match right now? The World Open?
Probably. It's not the World Cup. Because isn't the World Cup soccer or
something?
No.
Is it the U.S. Open?
Maybe that's it.
Yes. And so, if you're actually interested in tennis, right now in the number one position is N. Djokovic. And then in the number two and three positions are R. Federer. So, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. You know, summer, it's like the last hurrahs of summer are here in Chicago. All of the street fests that could possibly happen are going to happen, or have already happened. And then that's it. It's going to just get cold and breezy, and the trees will change. And I'm glad that that's going to happen, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Host Anthony is going to be coming here to Chicago.
Yes, yes, I will be there in October. I don't think we'll be doing a broadcast that week when I'm there, but because you will be out of town for a few days as well.
I will be out of town, but you know, maybe we'll have set up where I can do a test broadcast.
From where?
But we'll figure that out as time comes.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, but we got a lot of cool news for you guys tonight. If you've got... anything you want to say, if you've got a shout out you want to give to somebody, if you've got a cannabis related story, anything within legal limits, of course, that you would like to share, give us a call at 813-227-8566.
Again,
our lovable
was,
intelligence.
I'll repeat that because you had a little droppage there. It was 813-327-8566. Joe may not want to hear about your illegal activities. We can put him on hold. And we can talk about it. I'll talk with you about it. So again, 813-327-8566. That's how I roll. I'll talk about anything.
And well, you know, in our lovable intelligence unit, Betty, she'll be up there to kind of guide you along the way, you know.
That's true. That's true. She will. She's good with that. She's very
so
good.
Yes, she is. So what's new in your world, Anthony?
Oh, the internet was down. My world was flat. The internet was down. My internet light turned.
Did your check engine light turn on?
No, but my internet light turned amber.
Oh. Yeah, internet lights turning amber is such a sad thing. You know, it's such a sad thing when you don't have an internet connection, but yet you still have access to a browser, and you'll type an address, and it dutifully just goes and tries to resolve it, and then it comes back and says, sorry, unable to connect. So it's not like you're out of electricity, you're just out of internet juice.
Internet juice. The lack
internet
of
juice.
Internet juice. I hate it when I lose internet juice. It makes me thirsty.
Does it?
Yes,
what does it,
it
make
does.
You thirsty for?
Internet.
It sounds exciting.
I know, right? Well, you know, when you run out of
internet,
internet
grow
juice,
on trees?
You run out of internet juice, so you get thirsty for internet juice. You know?
Yes.
Exactly. So.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. With this internet problem, now, could we experience an all of a sudden failure?
It is possible. A failure is possible. In the event of a failure, the failure will be preceded by this tone will, and then it will be followed by breaking news, and nobody will hear it because the internet will have failed. But I, in my studio, will be broadcasting to nobody but myself and the hard drive. And I will report the events as they unfold, and they will be rebroadcast when the service resumes.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of like my story about the browser.
Exactly. See, we're just a bunch of comedians tonight. Thank you, thank you. That was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. They were just passing by the office, and actually that was everyone applauding the choir, not us, but, you know, caught it on the microphone. It sounded pretty good, so that works.
So, hey, Anthony, tell us about this trip that you've got coming up. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I am
to
too.
Hear this.
I am too. Well, I'll be there for about a week.
Okay.
And some time will be spent in the city. Some time will be spent outside of the city. My husband has never, well, he's been, but he hasn't explored it very much. I think he did the river tour and maybe saw a little bit of Navy Pier, and that was it. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So there's so much more to see. There's food,
totally.
Other attractions.
Exactly. So, you know, I want to take him around and show him the different things around the city, and of course, definitely all the food. You know, I mean, he can't put away food like I can, so he won't enjoy all of it. Maybe he'll enjoy little bits and pieces of it while I enjoy the full thing. Who knows? You know, we'll figure something out. You know, I will just eat, absolutely eat, until I burst.
There you have it. And plus, there are plenty of food options to choose from, whether you want just like a hot dog stand.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to go to a sit-down, fine dining experience. We've got pop-up restaurants.
I think most of our dining experiences are going to be the $2 or less on Yelp. Unfortunately, our dining experiences have to be a little budgetary. So,
I mean, there is plenty of... There are plenty of things to be had. You know, even if you want to go the route of somewhat like a banh mi sandwich, for instance, I mean, you might spend maybe $6-7, which is totally reasonable for a very, very tasty sandwich.
Exactly. And now, where was this again? What place are you suggesting?
Well, I mean, there's my favorite, which is Bali. It's located on Clark and Argyle.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And it can be easily accessed via the Red Line Argyle stop. Or you can take the number 36 Broadway bus, and it will drop you practically right in front of its door. Isn't that convenient?
It sure is. I think that's
Let's
awesome.
Let's see. And then there are, you know, there's other little banh mi sandwich company. It's like a little chain restaurant here in Chicago. They've got a decent product. You'll be able to find them, I believe, on Belmont. I would say like Belmont and Aldine area. Yeah, I don't know, I have the exact address. We can look that up and post it on our Facebook page for you. Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can reach us on Facebook at, okay, facebook.shyampa.info. And Anthony, maybe you can spell that out for our listeners.
Sure, that is Facebook, F-A-C-E-B-O-O-K dot Shyampa, C-H-I-A-M as in Mary, P-A dot info, I-N-F-O. Again, that's
beautiful.
Shyampa.
You know, if you want to, yeah, Shyampa. If you want to be part of this experience right now, how can they reach us, Anthony?
They can reach us at 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. They can give us a call. We'll talk about anything on the air. If Joe doesn't want to talk about it, we'll just put him on hold, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll bring him back when we're done.
Yeah. So, boy, do I have some news for you.
Do you?
And now for the news.
So, good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest top 420 news. So, an unfortunate thing here in Chicago. Our governor, his name is Bruce Rauner, basically rejected an expansion of medical marijuana program.
Oh.
So he vetoed a measure. Yeah, he vetoed a measure that would have allowed patients with post-traumatic stress disorder to qualify for medical marijuana. As his administration revealed, it would not expand the trial program to include 11 new ailments. So, yeah, this is from the ChicagoTribune.com.
So what is currently his veto, covered?
It's things like cancer, like a terminal illness.
Okay.
I believe if you have certain advanced stages of HIV.
Okay.
And there's a few others, but it's very, very, very strict.
So, like, depression isn't something that obviously
no.
you can't. Okay.
No.
That's
no. There is nothing on this list that would make it easy for anybody to be prescribed. I mean, you would probably literally have to be dying.
Oh.
Or, you know, somehow functional, but with these other different ailments. So what they wanted to include were conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic post-surgical pain, osteoarthritis.
Somewhere right now, it's 420.
Now let me tell you something, folks. Irritable bowel syndrome is very serious. It sucks. And I got to tell you something. Cannabis would have done quite a bit to ease the pain and the symptoms and just yeah. So here's the thing though, and get this, our current program here in Illinois is set to expire in January of 2018. Okay. So it's now what it's October of 2015. That is like 2 years and 2 months, not enough time. Nothing has been started. There are no dispensaries anywhere yet.
All right.
So, yeah, I think we're going to have a dead thing going on.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's politics here in this state. And now that we have a Republican governor and we've got, you know, a Democratic majority leader in the Senate, it's all messed up. It is all messed up.
Sounds like it.
Yes. And, you know, if I can pull up this website really quick, we can move on, ladies and gentlemen, to the next.
What happens when you get two stoners their own?
So, yeah, here we go.
I was
okay.
Looking for fart noises.
Okay. I'm actually going to play some music here, so okay. Here we go.
All right.
So this is from... boing boing. A hungry deer was caught munching. Was caught munching in some marijuana plants at an Oregon farm. In southern Oregon, some deer got the munchies and noshed on cannabis plants at an industrial hemp farm.
Wow.
The critters actually stamped down a barbed wire fence to get to the stuff. Oops.
Hey, what happened? I heard, there it goes. Okay.
This form of the hemp is low in THC, but the seeds are high in protein and healthy fats. So it's super nutritious and yummy.
Good.
So the deer got by barbed wire fencing a couple weeks ago and went through the hemp plants like high-powered mowers. Generally, I don't think they like cannabis. They liked ours, though, said Cliff Thomason, a real estate agent, who is the steward of the first industrial hemp crop in Oregon, which is planted near Murphy by Thomason and his partners with Or Hemp Co.
Nice.
The company planted roughly 1,000 plants in the section the deer got into, and Thomason said there are only about 40
sweet
left.
Jesus. Sweet Jesus. I've been waiting for that one for a while. Sorry. Please continue.
Oh, that was crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Totally crazy.
That's how That's how those deer felt. After they ate all that weed, they must have been belching up a storm.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Okay, so from eater.com out of Dallas, apparently coming soon to a suburb near you, cannabis coffee. Well, medicinal marijuana is now legal in a whopping 23 states. And as you probably know all too well, Texas ain't one of them. So it may come as a shock to hear that the Lexus SUV-driving soccer mom, populated suburb of Frisco, of all places, might soon be home to a cannabis cafe hawking smoothies, juices, and coffee infused with the plant. Per NBC5, Americana Cafe, which has said it wants to become the Starbucks of cannabis, is currently eyeing a location near the intersection of Wade Boulevard and Preston Road. However, the cafe will only use the hemp seeds found in a type of cannabis that doesn't have THC like marijuana. So the beverages, they won't get you stoned.
And her business model is what? I don't smoke weed because I like the taste of it. Granted,
true.
It can taste pretty good, but that's not necessarily...
It gives you extra proteins and extra nutrition. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Use every part of the cannabis, I say.
No. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I don't think she's going to do very well.
Yeah, I mean, once it becomes fully legal, I think there'll be...
If that's a whole different story. Yeah, if it was legal and she could sell it, that'd be a whole different story. But, I mean, best of luck to her. Best of luck to her. Again, what was the name? It was the Americana Cafe?
Americana Cafe.
All right. So, you know, honey, good luck to you. You probably do better in Colorado with this business idea.
But,
honey, just good luck to you. That's all I'm going to say.
And if you make a good juice and you have a good coffee, then you know what? Maybe you'll be okay.
Yeah, you know, hey, good. And then if it ever comes to Texas, we don't know when
then
that's
ever
going to
happen.
Then you'll be
having
a leg up. Go ahead and have a whole
different
business.
And you'll be able to infuse that THC.
Exactly.
Infuse. We like infused things.
Do we like infused things?
We sure do, but we don't like them infused in such a way that makes you kind of creepy. So this is out of the Fuck It Gazette.
The Fuck and It.
If you don't know what
Gazette,
yeah,
what was
Fuck
that again?
It is out of Fuck It Gazette, and yeah, that's out of Thailand. So the cliche for weddings around the world is Anthony. Can you guess what? Can you tell us what the cliche for weddings around the world is?
Cliches. Could that be diamonds are forever?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
However, for Thai groom Loey Province, he had a different wedding gift in mind that would be forever. Could you guess what that might be?
A tire.
No.
Can I try again?
Tires can blow out.
Can I try again?
Try again.
A plastic bag.
Well, plastic bags are pretty much almost forever. But no, not quite.
Okay, so well, one more time, and then if I get it wrong, you'll have to tell us.
Yes.
Something that lasts forever.
Something that lasts forever. And it would be a great wedding gift.
A great wedding gift. Something that lasts forever. Oh, I got it. Herpes. Oh, what is it?
So, yes. A man named Dale. And this is from, I guess, a local site in Thailand, Kapuk.com.
Kapuk.com.
He dug in deep in his pockets for this gift.
K.com.
And he dug in deep for a coffin for his bride to be.
Kapuk. Okay.
Kapuk.com.
All right. So he bought an expensive coffin for his bride to be.
He bought his bride to be an expensive coffin.
I see.
He thought it would be a valuable, lasting life lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Diao explained that, excuse my voice again, he thought during their life together, money would only get spent, eventually leaving the couple broke. Mm-hmm. However, the coffin would stay with them forever, haunting them for an eternity after death.
That would just kind of be haunting me throughout my marriage. I'd look at, I mean, what do you do with it? Do you put it in the living room? Is it a coffee table? Hi, this is my coffin. We're using it as a coffee table for the next 50, 60 years just because, well, we have nowhere else to put it. And this is round.
And we keep things in it.
And we keep things in it. Oh, you want a blanket? It's at the bottom one. There's blankets at the bottom one, and there's a little bit of hookah in the top one, and there's a pizza somewhere in there, too.
And don't go over in this section because that's where Fluffy sleeps.
Yeah, Fluffy sleeps over there. Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I guess this Edgar Allan Poe-like dowry gift shocked a whole bunch of people on Facebook because he took pictures under the Thai username Amp Poo Rock Sat Si Ka Keng Panan, which means Amp, the lover of four-legged animals on the side of a road.
Okay, so he gives his bride-to-be a coffin and he likes roadkill. Great.
Great, huh?
Yeah. Well, folks, our phone lines are wide open. I mean,
yes, they are.
You can throw a hot dog down a hallway. That's how wide our phone lines are. So give us a call if you want to join in on the experience. And again, you know, if you're listening to the recast, you know, leave a message. I believe there's voicemail. I've called it. I've left myself messages, you know. So.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have in the past. I've tested it. You have to test these types of things.
Maybe you should play one of these for us sometime.
They have been deleted.
I think Chip, didn't Chip leave one?
Oh, but I don't.
Or was that?
Oh, I don't know, honey.
Dick White.
Yeah, well, I think Dick White got deleted. I think that Dick White is. Sorry. Dick White might have to call back again at some time or point.
So, folks, yes, you have to definitely be part of our unique on-air experience. I know we're a day early tonight, but things got shifted around.
Yes,
so.
And have you recently posted to our Facebook that we are live? Maybe right before we get out of the commercial break, we do another post, maybe grab some people that might be on Facebook.
Absolutely.
But just right at the end of it, because if they I fear that people tune in during the commercial break and then they hear the commercials and then they like tune out. So we'll do that right before we get out of break. And let's see. Oh, I have some script here. And it is 8:30. It's time to go to break. So thanks, Joe, for your awesome... Well, no, you have a line.
Well, that's okay. I thought we had skipped past that. But and there you have it, your latest 420 news. And now back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call. 813-327-8566. Phone lines wide open. Again, 813-327-8566. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail. Oh, excuse me. I am so sorry. I've been needing a belt all since we said I scarfed down dinner before we went on the air. And I have just absolutely had to belch so bad lately. And it's slowly coming out and it feels wonderful. I apologize for belching in anyone's ears with headphones. Anyway, so leave us a message. We'll play on
the air. As long as we don't get fined.
No, I don't think they're going to fine us. I don't think we can get fined. Okay. Well, we can get fined for certain things, but not necessarily me belching in the microphone. All right.
Okay.
So I guess we're going to go and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. We got a little break here. We got to take some bio breaks and stuff like that. And when we get back, I have some great, you know, crazy Florida news, as always, and some other fun stuff for us to talk. Maybe we'll talk more Chicago. Since it seems like your connection's clearing up quite a bit. So we'll be back in about 8 minutes, and we'll see you then.
You are listening to WEED. Shampoo.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
What if one morning you found you were someone else?
Oh, boy.
And just to make things interesting, what if you found you were traveling in time and couldn't stop?
Please, God, I'd like to wake up now.
Now, what if there was only one person who could get you back? You.
And I can't even remember my name.
Find out what happens when a time traveler experiences technical difficulties.
It's a kick in the butt, ain't it?
Watch the special 2-hour movie preview of a fantastic new series, Quantum Leap, Sunday at 9, 8 Central and Mountain, only on NBC.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them, but bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Only on Cheyenne Radio.
You are listening to WEED. Cheyenne.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Showcast.
Okay, I posted to Facebook.
I did, too. No, you posted on the page. I posted on our actual account, so we got it in both places.
And I posted on my personal page.
See, that's even better. So it sounds like we got all our bases covered.
We have... And hey, welcome back, everybody.
This is Anthony.
And this is Joe. And, it's been an interesting experience so far, 16 episodes, huh?
Has it? Yeah, it has been. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, we started this project in 2008, and, you know, we moved and changed up things, and... finally, now we're both in a position, and I'm excited. Thank you so much for that computer that'll be coming soon.
That will be... It's my pleasure. We were very happy to accommodate you with that and put together some spare parts here and get you something. It's probably not as good as what you're used to or what you had, but it is something, and it gets you going, exactly. And that's the important part.
Exactly. So, what do we got in store for this half of the segment, Anthony?
Well, I got some Florida news coming up. That's always a fun thing.
Nice.
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, I've always got my crazy Florida news. Yeah. And, you know, still kind of talking about that trip that I'm going to be taking in a couple of weeks here up to the Windy City. Looking very forward to it. It's been a while. And my best hope with it is that I'm going to be able to see some color on the trees, because I really haven't seen a fall in, I'd say, at least 6 years, 6 or 7 years. I haven't seen fall colors, and it's getting a little depressing. I like fall.
That's a good long time.
Fall. It is. It's a very long time. It's a frighteningly
long time. And you know, some of the best places to see fall color are in just some of the neighborhoods. Edgewater, for instance. Rogers Park, for instance. Roscoe Village, where I work. Lakeview. But anywhere that has, like, a good amount of decent old-growth trees, you're going to find some really
definitely. Well, we're going to be staying in Lakeview, and I definitely plan on going through, you know, Rogers Park, going through Edgewater, kind of just branching out around there. So we're going to definitely see a lot of color, hopefully.
Now, do you plan on taking any dedicated cameras or other types of photo equipment with you, or
just
are you
phone.
Just going to use your cell phone?
I'm not a big picture person. I'm not a big picture person. My husband is, but he's got a phone with a nice camera on it, so he just uses that, and it works well. So, yeah, and if I need to, and you know, my phone actually isn't bad. It's pretty decent in terms of camera, you know, and I totally appreciate the separate camera, especially SLR and blah blah blah, and you can really do some beautiful pictures with it. But honestly,
now,
for my purpose, it's just kind of it's too much. It's too much to handle.
What kind of phone or camera is do you currently have?
I just got it. It's one of the newer Droids. I don't know what it's called. I don't remember what it's called. What are you called? What are you?
Who are you? And ladies and gentlemen, if you hear me chewing, I apologize. It's a delicious fudge brownie from Iguana Cafe.
I see. Iguana Cafe. It's a Droid Turbo.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's got a decent camera on it. It's taken some nice pictures for me, you know, that I've needed to take, but yeah, there's not really going to be anything like major that I'm going to need to like take pictures of that I'm, you know, want like super realistic photo quality with or anything like that. That's to me. That's
now,
just,
do you
like,
plan on using Snapchat or any of the social media platforms?
Probably Facebook.
Okay.
I'm old that way.
Well, no, I got to tell you, I've connected with people on Snapchat and some coworkers. My friend who is visiting here in Chicago last month. And I got to tell you, it's kind of fun.
No, I can imagine.
You know,
I can imagine.
You can choose to broadcast what you want. You don't need to, you don't need to worry about a person going through extenuated circumstances to try and save what you're showing. And again, you publish what you want, and that's the key thing. And it gives an opportunity, though, to kind of connect with your friends or people that you may not connect with on another social platform. You know, and it's audio, it's visual. You really can't leave a message unless you're directly talking to a person. You can leave text on a photo, for instance, but I'm sorry, I'm kind of going off on a random.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I just kind of like slipped my phone out of the case. I was kind of cleaning it up while I was listening to you. I mean, and that's the thing. I guess that's where we differ a lot. To me, I'm kind of not really big on social media stuff. I'm kind of like, to me, it's like, I got Facebook. That's good. And just because I actually am not the type of person that wants to be contacted or be really, you know, I don't want to be that accessible, if that makes any sense. If people find me on Facebook and that's great and I'm good with that. And, you know, but I don't friend everyone I know on Facebook, and because I'm very selective about that in a lot of ways too. So it's, you know, I'm just a very private person when it comes to social media and social networking. But I mean, for you, obviously it works because I see your page and I see that you do things and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I mean,
Here's the thing, though. I only totally have 54 friends.
You only have 54? I'm so sorry.
No, and I purposely designed my Facebook that way.
Yeah.
The only people that are on my Facebook page are people that I have physically met.
Uh-huh.
Or people that are really important to me. But you know what? Almost everybody on my Facebook, I've physically met.
Okay.
And if I haven't met them, I just follow them.
You just follow them?
Yeah. Are you, so, like, and, you know, there's a big difference. You know, because I can choose to post publicly or privately. But for me, social media really, I use it mostly for my job.
Oh, okay. which makes sense.
You know, I use it a little bit for me personally on my photography stuff. But, you know, me personally, it's meditation. But for my job, it's to sell a product. So,
oh, totally. Totally.
You know, and to me, it's like, well, I want to be able to sell the fact that, hey, this is where I've been. This is where you could be. When you come here, check this out. So
that sounds,
but I can see the difference. I and you know, if you don't work with social media, then yeah, it's like you're not going to bother with it. So I totally understand.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, it is how it is. And as I said, some folks like it, some folks are, and then there's some people that just refuse to get on it totally. I have a couple friends that are not on any social media. You know, so it's. You can find a whole, you know, a variety of people, you know, across, you know, segments of friends that are either totally into social media, because I have a few that are just so gaga crazy about social media. And then there are some that just like, they don't have anything. They have an email address and they have a cell phone and that's it. Like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the very simple 1990s method.
Yes, it totally is. It totally is. And in some ways, I wonder if that would actually just make life more simple.
Well, it would definitely make it more simple. But unfortunately, with the amount of amped upness and hypeness that we have all experienced, I think it could be damaging. I think it could potentially, unless we had a way to kind of combat that need and that desire. I really think that social media and all of these things, yes, they are a new way to communicate, but they also act as a type of addiction.
Oh,
because there's nothing else in the world that could make you addicted to hunched down looking at a phone and walking in the middle of traffic.
Well, stupidity can do that too. But no.
True, but even smart people have been known to be stupid, and oops. But hey, Anthony, I heard you have some crazy news.
You know what? I think I do. But let me find my music card here. Hold on.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a comment, a question, you want to be part of this awesome experience, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566.
Like a Anthony, cheerleader. Anthony, the news? It's awesome. You're like a cheerleader. I love it. All right. So we got some Florida news here. All right. This comes from Reuters. Do you remember Reuters? Do you remember Reuters? It's not very popular anymore. You know, I mean, maybe it is popular. You just don't see them quoted as a source much anymore. All right. So anyway. So anyway, sometimes a joke is not appropriate. And sometimes that joke will get you fired. At Arby's in South Florida, fired a restaurant manager and suspended a clerk after an unfortunate police joke led to a complaint against staff at a drive-thru. Pembroke Pines police officer Jennifer Martin accused a clerk of refusing to accept her credit card when she ordered a meal last Tuesday. Martin said that after speaking with the manager, she was told that the clerk didn't want to serve her because she's a police officer. Martin was eventually served, but decided to return her food and was given a refund. The next day, The next day, Pembroke Pines Police Chief issued a press release saying that he had called Arby's to demand an apology. The clerk, Kenneth Davenport, told local media that the delay in serving Martin was a mix-up as he was busy handling several customers and that the manager's comment was meant as a joke. Arby's appeared to accept that version in a statement on Thursday, saying, "We believe this was based on a misunderstanding and an ill-considered joke gone awry." The company, which goes by the motto, "Inspiring smiles through delicious experiences," said Davenport was put on temporary paid leave. The Arby's chief CEO, Paul Brown, wrote a public letter to all Miami area police departments on Wednesday, apologizing for the incident, saying it did not represent Arby's values. The chain invited all officers in the Miami area to receive a free combo meal with their choice on Friday. So, yeah.
Can they go back multiple times?
I don't think
so. Can they get multiple
so.
Meals?
See, I'm not sure. It said the chain
that
invited.
One police officer?
Just invited. Well, no, it said it invited all officers in the Miami area to receive a free combo meal. So, free combo meal. I'm assuming a free is one free combo
meal. It's a nice gesture.
No, I totally agree. Yes.
I think now all of the employees there need to put on a nice happy smile every time they see a police officer.
They
going
should
on.
Put on a happy smile anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. Just saying. All right.
Oh, I agree.
Okay. So. So you want to contact your Nana? Right? You want to get in touch with your Nana? But you're out. And your cell phone, that smartphone shit, it ain't working. All right. So.
Forgot to pay the bill.
Yep. Got to pay the bill. So. As reported by WPTV, West Palm Beach Channel 5 News.
WPTV!
WPTV. All right. So, Aaron Richardson of Port St. Lucie, that's in Florida, of course, wanted to reach out and touch someone. So he broke into a concession stand late Monday to get in touch with his dear grandmother via Facebook. But when he discovered that the page was blocked by the school's content filter, he decided that a good solid punch to the computer might make things better. But they didn't. It does. But that's what happened to the smartphone. That's why he had to break into the concession stand. Police became suspicious when they discovered that a fence bordering the school had been damaged by someone placing their weight on it while they jumped over the fence. Upon further investigation, police discovered that someone had entered the cafeteria concession stand and broke the computer by hitting it with a blunt object, possibly with a foot or fist. Police also discovered an empty Gatorade bottle inside the concession stand that is
that is
suspected to have been handled by the suspect. Don't leave your shit behind. Fingerprints, people. Fingerprints. Not that hard. Fingerprints. Okay. So, police reviewed the security camera footage and noticed a man entering campus by climbing the security fence around the campus and then driving a school-owned golf cart around campus. So he just had a blast. All right, so school staff also viewed the security video and identified the subject as a former student and Port St. Lucie resident by the name of Aaron D. Richardson.
Now, are they going to send him to detention?
Well, luckily, the police did not have a hard time finding Richardson because he was already in jail on an unrelated charge. So Richardson was charged with burglary, petty theft, trespassing on school grounds, and criminal mischief.
Now, I wonder what the unrelated charge was. Is he a flasher, I wonder?
I think they probably would have said that. It was probably some stupid...
Or maybe he's a check kiter.
Probably some stupid thing, you know. He could have been a check... He could have been Bozo.
Yes.
He could have been impersonating a clown.
You know, speaking of which, folks, I have a check scheme that I want to talk to you about later, but Anthony's got some more news coming up.
I had to get it out of the database. Mm-hmm. All right, what's next? All right, here we go. Sometimes role playing just is not appropriate, people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just gotta put it away and and leave it at home. So, a man in a Power Ranger costume gave patrons at a Tampa pool a mighty scare on Thursday. Tampa police received a call about a Power Ranger at the Bobby Hicks pool who was pointing a gun at a visitor and making threatening statements. Not necessarily.
You're not supposed to do that if you're a Power Ranger.
I know, right? Who the hell is this dude? Oh, this is being reported by Tampa Bay News 9, by the way. All right, So the victim, in fear of his life, ran and called 911. Officers responded to the scene within 2 minutes. They had to make a point to include that it was only 2 minutes to get there. They responded in 2 minutes and found Justin Duarte, 25, about to leave the scene in his vehicle. What did Power Rangers drive?
A special Power Ranger jet car.
Oh, was it a jet car? Was it?
We'll have to do a Google search on that.
Okay, hold on. I can pause. Okay, hold on. I'm doing multiple things. Not always easy. All right, there we go.
Okay, so Power Rangers, they drove all kinds of vehicles, like high-powered motorcycles, four-wheel ATV-style things,
okay,
six-wheel, like, tanks. So all kinds of, like, big macho kind of vehicles.
Okay, good. All right, so... All right, here we go. I'm going to revise... Oh, wait, what was that, Betty? Did Betty say something? Betty, were you trying to talk? Hi, Mom. Hi, Betty.
I guess she just wanted to say hi, Mom.
I guess that's what happens. All right, so let's get back to the story. The victim, in fear of his life, ran and called 911. Officers responded to the scene within 2 minutes and found Justin Duarte, 25, about to leave the scene in his four-wheelie ATV manly thing. All right. Wow, that was a good cue. So police found two fake guns in Duarte's possession. Officials initially said that they were going to charge him with aggravated assault, but later said he was not officially charged after a supervisory review. Officers said the state's attorney's office will look into the case and decide whether charges are appropriate.
Interesting.
Well, he might be Boom Boom.
Well, you know, that's what he might be a little, for being stupid.
You know, he might have some problems, some mental problems, you know, so it's a possibility. But yeah, right here in Tampa, Power Rangers costume, toy gun at the pool, threatening little ones. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
It is. All right. So do you want to talk about that or do we want to bump into the next one? Well, we should probably go.
Yeah, let's
just... running to 9 o'clock. All right. So here.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
All right. This is going to take a little bit of a breath because this is a long
this
story.
One is a confounding one.
This is a very confounding
one. This one confounds me.
It's a very confounding one. Okay, so this comes from WFLA News, Channel 8, Tampa. Go Tampa. All right. Let me get a drink here. All right. Hold on. All right. Plow through this fucker. All right. When you're a registered sex offender, it's probably not a wise idea to impersonate a police officer 14 times. Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested Thomas Manning Hook, 48, of Frostview, Florida, on Thursday after deputies say he showed up to an investigation in a car with flashing lights and identified himself as a fugitive recovery agent. Yeah, it gets better. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says Hook's history of impersonating a law enforcement officer spans several southeastern states that has... I wanted to edit this out. Oh, anyway, we'll go anyway. All right, so he spans several southeastern states and has been arrested 13 times for impersonating a law officer. To make things even better, Hook is also a registered sex offender. Oh, I didn't even leave that in there. So he's a sex offender, and he's done this 13 other times.
And he's impersonating a cop.
So let's get to the meat and potatoes of this bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
So at 8:40 p.m., Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies were conducting a traffic investigation when Hook arrived at the scene in a Ford Crown Victoria with activated emergency lights and offered to help. The deputies on scene declined the offer, and Hook got back into his vehicle and drove north on Highway 27 with his emergency lights still activated. When Hook pulled away, another vehicle approached the scene, and the occupants identified themselves as deputies with the Highlands County Sheriff's Office. So now we got two counties involved. The Highland County Sheriff's Office deputies said Hook was wanted for impersonating a law enforcement officer in their county, and they had been following him when he stopped at the traffic crash site. Additional Polk County Sheriff's Office units then responded to the area. As additional deputies were arriving to assist, Hook returned to the crash scene with emergency lights on, still activated. I know, it just gets better. Okay. All right. I have to compose myself because now we're getting into the even funnier part of it all. Okay, so he shows up. So he just impersonated a cop, drove away.
Right.
Then more cops came. Cops were following him from another county. More cops came to the scene. And this idiot comes back in his Crown Victoria with his emergency lights on. Okay, so he returns to the scene. All right. So.
Now, I'm hoping the deputies know what this guy's face looks like.
I have a feeling they probably do. All right. So. They called an additional sheriff's office from Polk County. And we had the Highlands County Sheriff's Office is there. All right. So he returns to the crash scene with his emergency lights on, his vehicle still activated. Then he stopped near one of the deputy's patrol car and presented a wallet that had a gold private investigator badge inside with chief engraved on it and identified himself as a fugitive recovery agent.
Wow. Okay.
All these cops here now. I'm a fugitive recovery agent. There were multiple cards and identifications inside the wallet that identified him as a private investigator and a law enforcement detective. Hook also had cards that identified him as a member of veterans groups and as a member of the clergy. One card even identified him as a retired major in the Marine Corps. Yeah,
it's wacko.
Yeah, this dude has just keeps getting better. It does get better. Hook's vehicle was equipped with a front push bar, emergency lights in the front and rear windows, a prisoner cage, caging over the rear windows, spotlights, and a scanner.
He's decked out.
When detectives asked Hook about the various identification cards, Hook first said he was a licensed private investigator in South Carolina. He then later recanted, telling deputies that he never claimed to be any of the things the cards identified. He told deputies he had never been a major in the military. All right. So, Polk County Sheriff's Office detectives, too bad for Highlands County, they followed this fucker, and now Polk County gets the arrest. So, Polk County arrests Hook, and they charged him with committing criminal actions under the color of law to hinder public officers' deputies, whatever the hell that means, impersonation of a bail bondsman, and driving while license is suspended or revoked. Hook was also
DWLS.
I know, right? Okay. And he was also charged with a Highlands County warrant for impersonation of a law enforcement officer and illegal use of police insignia and badge. He was then transported to Polk County Jail. Hook's Florida arrest history includes 6 felony arrest charges, 4 misdemeanor charges, and 1 failure to appear. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Hook has been in state prison once. Hook has been in Polk County Jail twice, once in June for knowingly driving with a suspended license, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, impersonating a law enforcement officer, and unlawful use of a police badge, and then again in June 2012, Fizzle Fum for 2 counts of failure to appear. Fizzle Fum.
Wow.
Fizzle Fum.
That man is just insane.
I know. Tell me about it. I'm gonna cut the Planet Nancy out of the commercial break because that took like an extra 5 minutes. So I think Joe or Ben might have something to say.
Tell me God, you're tuned into Weed. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.shyandplug.info.
And if you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll play your message on the air.
All right, folks. We'll be back in about 3.5 minutes.
Sounds good.
Just enough time for you to go pee. Bye, Felicia.
You're listening to EED Chicago Tampa Cheyampa Radio. You're listening to WEED Chicago Tampa Cheyampa Radio. You're listening to WEED Chicago Tampa Cheyampa Radio.
Be careful where you place your implements. Hello there, this is Joe Wisdom, and I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course. But I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
You've got somewhere to go. Catch a fare that's low. Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Catch a money saver anywhere Greyhound goes for just $7 to $59 one way. $7 to $59. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
Extra, extra, extra good news. The makers of Jell-O have discovered a way to give you rich, luscious chocolate pudding far more easily and far more economically than ever before. With the new Jell-O chocolate pudding powder, you can make old-fashioned pudding, smooth, creamy, and chocolatey, just like the ones grandmother used to make back in the good old days. Now you can have them again, and this is all you have to do. Just combine the contents of a package of Jell-O chocolate pudding with some milk in the top of your double boiler, letting it cook until it becomes smooth and thick. When the mixture has cooled, serve it in sherbet glasses. You'll have enough for 6 helpings, and that means 6 happy people. Jell-O chocolate pudding is so simple, so inexpensive, and so downright delicious that you mustn't delay trying it. Ask your grocer for Jell-O chocolate pudding, and if he hasn't put it in stock yet, be sure he orders it for you. Remember the name, Jell-O chocolate pudding.
You are listening to WEED Cheyampa.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello. How are you?
And we're back, ladies. I'm damn good. This is a good night. It's made better by doing this little broadcast of ours, which, by the way, after we're done broadcasting, folks, we will be posting this to the A Infos Radio Project. They can be reached.
Info Radio Project.
But we got some fun things here for you, folks. Anthony, why don't you dial one of these numbers I found?
All right, so we're going to give this a try. Okay, so first we have, I want to do the automated sobriety test.
Okay.
But first.
First, accessing the database. Listen to these humor hotlines. Stuffbyjeff.com.
We're gonna do the first one. Okay. Where are you? Hello?
I'm here.
I know you're there. I'm trying to figure out where a phone call is.
Phone calls in the
I dialed it.
Of telecommunications. It must be busy. They must be. There must be a lot of people that just need this humor.
Or there's just a lot of people with bad breath. I mean, one of the two. All right, let's try this again.
Hello, the person who gave you this phone number to call wants you to know that you have bad breath. Seriously, your breath smells very bad. This
Betty, is that you?
To be mean, quite the opposite.
Damn.
This bad breath notification Betty, message is intended to help you improve your life.
Are you doing side work on us?
You breathe near. Bad breath is disgustingly nasty. You have bad breath. That makes you disgustingly nasty.
Wow.
About your bad
Betty,
breath,
is that you?
Disgustingly nasty. Do you hear me laughing? No, you don't. Because this is not a joke. There is nothing funny about bad breath. So please do something about your bad breath. Have a nice day.
HumorHotline.com.
And sponsored
no,
by
it is now me. That's my sister, Rachel.
Your predictions on sports, politics, pop culture, reality TV, anything you might make predictions about. Each prediction is logged with an effect.
Okay, well, there you go. Bye. All right. We got to prep one more time for the upcoming, the one we want to hear.
Yes. And hopefully this is a good one that it connects right away. They must be using like some roundabout way. You must be calling roundabout. Some international number. Sorry.
I'm calling roundabout Bangladesh. Fuck. Dialing the number is a sobriety test in and of itself. It's like, Jesus.
Thank you for calling the automated sobriety test. The automated sobriety test uses a variety of scientific questions and careful mathematical analysis to deduce whether a caller is sober, buzzed, or completely shit-cocked. Let's begin.
Okay.
Have you had so much liquor that drinking beer is actually sobering you up? Has a drunk homeless man offered to call you a cab? Have you accused an Asian person of giving you evil eyes? Did you soil your pants and accuse someone else of pooping in them? Does stealing a gun from a cop just to see if you can seem like a good idea right now? Do the not-so-subtle bosoms of a 300-pound homeless man seem oddly appealing to you? Does the not-so-subtle penis of a 300-pound homeless man seem oddly appealing to you? Have you accidentally drunk-dialed a relative? Did you then get angry when that relative didn't want to meet up with you for sex? Did you try to start a fight with a mother bear after her cub stole your slice of pizza? Did that mother bear turn out to be just a woman in a fur coat? Have you had intercourse with a person whose name you can't remember? Did that person turn out to be some kind of farm animal? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are certifiably hammered. We advise you to continue drinking. It probably won't sober you up, but it never hurts to try. Just remember to refrain from driving, calling your ex, or passing out in front of a hungry dog with peanut butter all over your genitals.
Oh my.
HumorHotline.com.
And sponsored by PredictionLog.com.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, that was a pretty interesting one.
If you have a...
Try that other one. What's that?
And if you have numbers that you'd like to suggest, you can call our number. Our number is 813-327-8566. All right, so you said there's another one. Let's try this other one. Where is this area code? Where am I calling out to? Am I calling, like, Puerto Rico and, like, charging... Oh, it's what is that? South Dakota. All right, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's try this one. Oh, shit.
Oops.
All right, let's try this again. 6963. Okay.
Thank you for calling the Human Resources Department. In an effort to increase productivity, please note the latest policy changes going into effect next Monday. Sick days. We will no longer accept a doctor's notice proof of illness. If you are able to go to the doctor, you are able to come to work.
Uh-oh.
Personal days. Each
Sounds
employee
like
will receive 52 personal days a year. They are called Sundays. Enjoy them. Bereavement leave. Funerals are no longer an excuse for missing work. There is nothing you can do for dead friends or relatives. They're already dead. You should be at work. Bathroom breaks. Entirely too much time is being spent in bathrooms. There is now a strict 3-minute time limit in the stalls. At the end of 3 minutes, an alarm will sound, the toilet paper roll will retract, the stall door will open, and your picture will be taken and posted on Facebook. Thank you for calling the Human Resources Department, where the lives of disgruntled workers are about to get even worse than they already are.
HumorHotline.com. And sponsored by PredictionLog.com.
Wow.
That was kind of funny.
No, it is not me. That's my sister, Dashina.
Dashina?
Who?
Dashina? Dashina? Ladasha?
I think she wanted to say
Are you
Dochivna.
Ladasha? Lahuna?
Dochivna.
Lachivna. Lahuna.
Dochivna.
Dochivna. Who's
Dochivna?
Who's Dochivna?
That's her sister. She's got another sister.
I'm confused.
You know, some of these foreign intelligence response units are coming from countries that are perfecting an English that's even more better than our own.
I see. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's. What's this other one?
I have no clue, and I forgot to look.
Well, they're all in the same block, so it's something apparently. Okay. It rang. Ooh.
Hello, you have reached the Sex Addiction Intervention Line. If
Yay!
You are a chronic masturbator, please lock your door and press 1. For an entirely different experience, to your non-dominant hand, Stranger, if you are addicted to internet pornography, press 3. It's free. Slowly, and the keys may start sticking. If you are confused by the clitoris, close your eyes and use one finger to blindly locate the 4 key. Find the very tip of the corner and massage it in a circular motion. Slowly, then faster, then gently, then harder, then just give up. To discover the secret location of the elusive G-spot, press the invisible magic button located between the number 5
Somewhere
and
right
six.
Now, it's 420.
Don't cheat, especially with my sister, who is a dirty, dirty tramp.
Ooh.
If one-night stands are your thing, it doesn't matter which button you press or how well you perform while pressing this button, because you will never see or press this button again, unless you get this button pregnant. And if anal sex is your thing, please turn around, bend over, and press pound. Pound. And finally, if you have difficulty distinguishing a real orgasm from a fake one, press 0. Oh, that was amazing.
HumorHotline.com.
That's pretty good. So,
we'll
so it sounds like, it
for...
looks like, it actually looks like, we can, I want to do one more. Let's,
okay,
yeah, I was
sure.
Say, we'll just do sequence. So let's do,
sure.
Let's see, what's our lowest one that we have? That's the lowest one, right? I think.
Right. And actually, what I should do is.
60. I should do 60. All right. Let's see what 60 is.
What's this one?
Are you tired of constant nagging, infrequent sex, or always being wrong?
Yes.
You find yourself apologizing for things you haven't done. Have you ever questioned where everything in your life went so wrong? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be one of the millions of Americans suffering from a chronic condition known as marriage. But don't worry, because there is a cure. Ask your lawyer if divorce might be right for you. Divorce is the low-cost alternative to homicide and has been clinically proven to improve mood, self-esteem, and libido. Divorce works by targeting the accumulated stressors of responsibility and obligation and extracting the unnecessary burdens of in-laws and monogamy. It is a statistical fact that 50% of marriages end in divorce and the other 50 end in death. Think about it. It's true. So save your life while you still can and ask your lawyer if divorce might be right for you.
HumorHotline.com.
And sponsored by PredictionLog.com, our new site that lets you officially log your predictions.
Oh, that was cute.
Wow, that was funny. That was funny. Did you have one more you wanted me to try? We got 10 minutes.
You know what? You could try 6964.
Have we tried 6969? No, we haven't.
We have not, and if you do, I don't know where it's going to go.
Well, it's part of the exchange. It's part of the number sequence. They're all in sequence, so it's going to take us somewhere.
Thank you for calling the Twit Netcast listener line, brought to you by Info Railway. To listen to Tech News Today, press 1. For this week,
cancel
tech,
that, please.
Press 2.
Yes.
6-8 and 6-9 are not actually listed on the website. So,
ooh.
And that twit is actually a podcast that I listen to.
Oh, okay.
If you're a tech enthusiast, so that's quite interesting that we ran into that.
Maybe we should have left them a message.
No, that might not have been a good idea.
Why is that?
We'll go into an offline discussion on that one.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so what am I trying now?
Try 6961.
Thank you for calling the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Hogwarts is an exceptional boarding school for aspiring witches and wizards aged 11 to 18. Please listen carefully to the following menu options before making your selection.
Okay.
For campus information, please press 1. For admissions, press 2. For rules and regulations, press 3. For house...
Yeah.
Can reach by taking the Hogwarts Express. The train is boarded from platform 9 3/4 at King's Cross Station in London. The train leaves precisely at 11 a.m. and reaches Hogwarts.
Do you know what was this the expected result?
For safety reasons, Hogwarts main
campus. Have we called a super secret number? Oh, okay.
Location in Scotland. Perched upon Black Lake, the picturesque campus offers many amenities, including...
The next one should prove to be interesting if you want to just hang up on this one. This one's meh.
All right. So what's the next one?
So try 6962.
All right. Six, nine, six, two, you said?
Correct.
All right.
Interesting.
Is that on the list?
Yes, it has 20 plus million calls.
We'll try it one more time.
Okay.
Six, 6962?
Correct.
Okay. Maybe it'll work this time.
It better.
Computer says no.
That's a shame.
I don't know. Well, the call is still active, so it might just be queuing, but...
It may actually having to be adjusting an 8-track.
No, it's all digital.
Well, let's try
one more time. We're gonna one more time. One more time.
Hello, and thanks for calling How to Keep an Idiot Entertained. We'll show you how to keep an idiot entertained.
Okay.
We're talking totally and completely entertained.
Okay.
So much so that he or she won't be doing anything. else, just sitting there, okay, listening, completely captivated,
uh-huh,
their stupid little brains pleasantly preoccupied with something that nobody with an IQ over 20 would find remotely entertaining.
Okay.
That's right. They'll be staring off into space,
uh-huh,
their eyes glazed over like cavemen, occasionally,
uh-huh,
reaching back to scratch their butts while,
uh-huh,
a stream of drool runs down their chin and
sweet
onto their shoes, which are probably Velcro because shoelaces are far too complex for idiots like them. And now, let's begin. Wait, no need, because we're already done. If you're still listening, then we have just successfully kept an idiot entertained for an entire minute. Thanks for calling How to Keep an Idiot Entertained. If you would like to learn how to make an idiot push buttons, press 1.
See, that's what I need. I need a DTMF dial toner over here.
I don't think it will.
But what you've been listening to, folks, is stuff by Jeff.com, humor hotlines. So these numbers, you give them a call, and they give these silly little recordings.
Uh-huh.
Try this one, 605-475-6964.
Because I would fail,
yes,
the sobriety test. Could you type it, please?
Yes. So, but this is, these are fun little ditties. Sounded like you added more digits, but
hello,
I could be wrong.
You're probably hearing this message because you're having a bad day. That sucks. But we're here to provide the inspirational and uplifting reminder that it could always suck more. Did you stub a toe or sprain an ankle? That sucks. But it could always suck more. You could have broken both arms and been rendered incapable of wiping your own ass. Did you get a flat tire or a speeding ticket? That sucks. But it could always suck more. You could have lost control of the car, careened off a cliff, and been securely seatbelted in place when the car hit the ground and exploded into flames. Did you get cheated on or dumped by the love of your life? That really sucks. But it could always suck more. That love of your life could have also stolen all your money, burned down your house, run off with your cousin, and left you with nothing but unpaid bills and a nasty, incurable STD. Look, even if you've experienced all of the aforementioned things that suck, please take solace in the fact that it could always suck more. For example, somehow you were just tricked into making this phone call and wasting the last minute of your life listening to my nonsensical babble about a variety of depressing things that suck. But as you now know, it could always suck more. You could find out that the joke's on you, this phone call is a scam, your call is being routed through a telephone switchboard in the Dominican Republic, and you're being charged $19.95 per minute.
That's funny.
So there you have it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. They have some good ones on their site.
Yeah.
But that was interesting how that one other number led into the Twit Network. That's very interesting.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting how they, you know, they all kind of go together like that.
Yes.
And then they don't.
Yes.
And then they do.
And they do.
And
you know what, folks? If you want to leave us a funny voicemail, you can do that at 813-327-8566.
That was so automated. It was beautiful. It made me sad.
Yep. So, you know, leave us anything you want. We'll play it on the air. We'll be happy to. The phones are way wide open. They're wider than a jumbo double Vienna beef hot dog.
Yes, which of course sucks as we're going off the air in like 2 minutes. But you can always leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you think of us and all that jazz.
And you know, we're going to continue doing this. This is something fun for us. We're improving. I've got a desktop studio machine coming, so we'll have some better sound support and codec support, and hopefully we won't be phasing in and out of existence.
No, I agree. I think it will work out well. We just comes down to improving, and that's what we're doing. We're just striving to improve.
Exactly.
But I think tonight's broadcast went pretty well. You know, I don't think Betty's been messing with things.
Are you okay over there?
Levels. Yeah, I kind of blew myself out of the chair for a moment. The Star Spangled Banner got real loud. So, yeah, I know.
Oh, man. Oops.
Oh, man. I know exactly right. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Terrible.
Absolutely terrible. terrible. Anywho.
How about Betty? Does she have any last words? You know, Betty, do you got anything that you want to add?
Yeah, you know, fill us in, Betty. Do you got anything to say? Anything at all?
It was fun.
Okay.
I guess that's it.
I guess that's what we get.
Wow. So we got some new stuff coming up for Betty. She's going to be in a better, complete automated mode, and she'll be less bitchy, I think.
Well,
or maybe not. I don't know.
It could be, you know. What? I don't know what would be playing. What would we be leading into? I don't know. We still got to change our schedule. And, I just restarted it. There we go. So what is it? It's 9:30. It's 9:30. We usually end at 8:30, but now it's 9:30. So that would be, we'd be past Earth First. So it'd be the Q Film Cast, which has been repeating the same thing for now weeks. Cause I think they've done their final one and I'm having a hard time finding regular current programs. You know what I mean? I don't know if you've done much looking or not on the different sites.
I mean, the Home A ones, the A Infos Radio Project, the Radio Thrift Shop always has stuff going on.
Oh, no, they do. But, like, the Q Film Cast, they're not doing any... I don't think they're doing any more shows.
I've been noticing the jazz scene and jazz progressions. We might update our airwaves with a little music from time to time.
Well, that's fine. Maybe we can find an hour block of something that we can use a Creative Commons from that list. I'm definitely more than open to probably, because I think the Q Filmcast has ceased operations, unfortunately, I think.
The Global Agogo is music from around the world in the universal language of groove. So that might be something we can play at some point, too.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you?
I will post a link for you.
Yes. Give me some linkies. I need linkies because if you tell me now, I will forget. I will be ignorant. I'll be ignorant by the end of the show, as the band continues to play on and on and on
and on.
Okay, not bad. They look like they're weekly. That's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for nonprofit use only, I think we can do that. All right. Maybe I'll stick them in there. I see. Oh, and they're
also,
2 hours.
Also, I believe...
they're 2 hours. We can do... they can definitely fill up a spot somewhere. That's for sure.
I believe, too, I posted something recently for you.
So
it was...
We should probably close the show.
That would be good.
Folks...
had a great time.
It has been lovely.
Thanks for tuning in tonight.
We will chat with y'all later.
Smoke it if you got it.
Yep, something's up next. Who knows what that is. Whatever.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.